Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Welcome to Conscious Conversations. DJ, it's Friday, man.
It is Friday.
You have big plans?
I don't. I'm going to slide into the evening, probably grab some dinner. I got my workout in this morning.
Yeah, me too.
So, watch some basketball.
That's right. Games going tonight.
Yeah, got some games tonight.
That's so a surprise birthday party.
You have a surprise birthday party?
Yeah.
You excited about it?
Yeah, actually, I am. Yeah.
That's good, man.
I am.
That'd be nice.
It'll be a fun time, I'm sure.
Do you have a small group?
Don't have a DJ. You should come over.
You know what's funny about
it. You should come over.
Just show up.
You know, had a DJ for everybody.
So my first break, we talked about this last time. Actually two sessions ago around Conscious Conversations. And I said, I'm going to end up somewhere DJing, right? Whether they know it or not. I have invited myself to be the DJ for Cliff's son's high school graduation. So that's my first
big
break.
That's a few weeks,
man.
Though, right?
Yeah.
June?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the 5th.
That's awesome.
So that's my first big break, man. I'm DJing a high school party. Your first big break
is a high school graduation party.
So if I don't come back, man, I just want to say I've loved all this. You know?
Yeah, and we'll be able to say we knew him when. Oh, man. But today, by the way, keys to building a flourishing life. What do you think?
Wow. And we spend a lot of time on and off air talking about flourishing.
Yeah, man. We're going to wear this word out. People are going to get sick of it.
Good, right? Good. So, you know, it was introduced to me, the concept in and of itself as a filter for living, which is how I look at it in my research studies back at Case. But what you find the more you talk about it is it's always been around. I don't know if we've compiled it in a way that felt like, okay, really five critical things. But at some point you've realized the ebbs and flows of these five things and how important they are at different points of your life. Now we can stop and say, okay, damn, let me stop and think about all five of these things at the same time and see where I am. So I think for me, it's that continual focus on what are the five. And my role in the five before I start worrying about somebody else's, am I doing the shit I need to be doing, right?
Yeah.
And managing what I can control, inputs and outputs. But then lastly, you know, I think part of it, man, is this, the conscious vibe for me. It's an outlet, you know, as much as it is an opportunity for us to hopefully share some value. It's adding a lot of value to my person and my being. And especially when you think about some of the guests, man, and I'm sure you have to have folks contact you. Hey man, tell me more about, you know, Yemi, or tell me more about, you know, Dr. Wilkinson. And a couple of folks really resonate with me. Obviously Dr. Wilkinson, because her focus is on flourishing at Harvard.
Right? Well, and beyond that, like, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that, which is so interesting. Like, we, to your point, you've developed this phrase or this word out of some studies that you had, right? In your doctoral pursuits. And then we've batted this word around a lot in our conversations. And then here comes this study.
Yeah.
Human flourishing study that Harvard's conducting, right?
100%, Charles. Now, it was a terminology and a concept that existed maybe even in the form of an institute at Case, but it didn't resonate with me the way it does now. And some of that's life experiences, right? Sure. And you're focused on something else at that point.
Sure.
But you're 100% right, man. It's like, people are catching on. It's becoming a source of study and research, which is beautiful. You've introduced that to me as it relates to Harvard and how focused they are on it. And I think that's wonderful. And I think another guest too, man, is Dr. DeMartini.
Mm.
I think that session is just amazing. And I've had several people come up and talk to me about, you know, I can't do everything that man has done to get his life in order, but even if I do 60% of it, I'm going to be far better off moving in a flourishing direction. So those were some of the guests. How about yourself? Did you have a couple that resonated with you as it relates to flourishing?
When I've had a lot of people resonate, you know, I always think of, cause you know, I'm a little bit of a, I'm trying to put it in terms that make sense. I'm a romantic at heart.
Awesome.
And when I always think of flourishing and I always think of building this life that leads to this outcome of being in a wonderful place where you've got everything you could have ever imagined and dreamed mm-hmm. of. And for me, Joya Cousin
wow.
epitomizes that for me in a lot of ways because she built what would be considered a phenomenal business career that was formed out of a skill in accounting, right? And took those skills and experiences to really create something for herself individually. But always in the back of her mind, you know, wanting something more for herself, particularly when it came to love, and never really truly finding that. And then also being able to go back to something that you sort of put down or you just put away and packed away.
Yeah.
In terms of a love and a gift with art. And to be able to come back to this first love and begin to use that as her canvas, so to speak, you know, lack of a better term, but a canvas for the future to build on and have this next phase of life coupled with a new love that was the experience of a lifetime for her. And to be in a space where both of those things were resonating. Oh man, I don't know if I can think of a better example of what flourishing can truly look like.
I think it's a great point. And I go to, it's like the more you talk about it, the more you think about our guest, man, and Jim Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Who, one of the most authentic guests we've had, Liz, Yemi,
mm-hmm.
both of, you know, really rich African descent who have found a way to maintain culture and be really authentic in terms of who they are and what the experiences they've had have done in terms of fueling their lives in the future. So we've been really fortunate, man. We've been really fortunate to be on this journey individually and as partners in this, but at the same time, invite people into our world who are capturing critical aspects of flourishing, even though they may not term it that.
Mm-hmm.
And sharing those experiences with us and our guests, man. So we've been really, really fortunate to
100% agree. Because I think it adds value to us and to your point about the podcast itself. I mean, the Conscious Vibe, I feel like it's taken a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And we're co-creating along the way.
Yep.
And as we get to share these experiences with others, our listeners, we're sharing that experience along the way.
100%
because we have a courtside seat.
100% right.
To these experiences, these conversations that really uplift us.
And make sure you sit back on that court. You don't want to.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that again
at some point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm a novice at that.
So yeah, you got to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of the keys, it's, you know, understanding what flourishing is to you or to me, whoever we're talking about, you know, being clear around that, understanding my role in it as it relates to me. It's not all about somebody else. I dictate my ability to flourish. And then I think it's, you know, as we pursue the Conscious Vibe in a more elevated fashion, that we continue to be diligent around bringing folks in who add to that story. And I think we've done a wonderful job, man. I'm proud of us in terms of what we've done and our ability to attract that kind of talent.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that when you really probe and ask the right questions and lean in with people, everyone has a unique story. Everyone has something to contribute. Everyone can add value and everyone can inspire.
Yep.
And I think that we've been really fortunate to have that be a part of this conversation. And I'm looking forward to so much more of it.
Likewise.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us on The Conscious Conversation. And next time, we're going to talk about some of the hardest lessons we've learned. Whew. Big one.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.